In this bulletin, Victoria records 5 new cases of coronavirus as the nightly curfew ends. Donald Trump denies reports he's avoided paying income tax. And in tennis, 2 players temporarily abandoned their French Open game because of poor weather. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. Victoria has recorded only 5 new coronavirus cases, the lowest figure since June the 12th, marking the turning point in the second wave of infections. The state has added another 3 COVID-19 deaths to the toll, taking the national fatality figure to 875. Premier Daniel Andrews has flagged changes to the testing system later this week, including efforts to better understand the state's health position.
This is the lowest daily case number for a very long time, and it's not so long ago that we were reporting not 5 cases, but 725 cases. So not 5 cases, 725 cases. We've come a long way. Victorians have given a lot. They have sacrificed a lot, and I am proud.
And a legal challenge to Melbourne's nightly curfew is being heard in court today, but it's unclear how it will proceed now that the curfew has ended. And New South Wales has again reported no new COVID-19 cases. Australia's Prime Minister is reassuring workers the JobKeeper wage subsidy isn't ending, even though payments are being cut from today. The support scheme is being reduced from $1,500 a fortnight to $1,200 for full-time workers and to just $750 for part-time staff. Scott Morrison has told Channel 7 the October budget will show Australia is recovering, with 760,000 jobs back, and that JobKeeper is continuing until next year.
It's there till the end of March. Yeah. And what you'll see in the budget is a vote of confidence in the Australian economy. What you'll see in the budget is a vote of confidence in Australians, and that they, working together, will lift our economy out of the heavy blow that has suffered, and that will give people hope. Whether you're sitting in this chair or anywhere else in Australia at the moment, we've all got our challenges.
3 women who allegedly lied on their border forms to skip quarantine have faced court in Brisbane. The trio have each been charged with 1 count of fraud and 1 of making false or misleading documents. 2 of the women who travelled to Victoria tested positive to COVID-19 and they were granted bail after their first court appearance. Queensland has recorded 0 new coronavirus cases overnight, but it has 8 active cases. US President Donald Trump has dismissed a media report claiming he didn't pay income taxes in 10 of the last 15 years. The report suggests that President Trump only paid $750 in federal income taxes and he minimized his bill because of losses across his business empire. He slammed the New York Times report as fake news and insisted his tax returns will show he's paid as auditors conduct an assessment.
Well, first of all, I've paid a lot, and I've paid a lot of state income taxes, too. The New York State charges a lot, and I paid a lot of money in state. It'll all be revealed. It's going to come out.
Voters in Switzerland have rejected a nationalist party push to limit the number of European Union citizens allowed to live and work in the country. There were fears the plan could have hurt ties between Switzerland and the EU, with the Swiss Justice Minister, Karin Keller-Suter, highlighting the need for strong relations.
With this result, the Swiss population confirmed once again its will to pursue the bilateral path, and it did so 10 times since the year 2000. It's also good news for our European partners. Citizens of this country choose stability and confirm Switzerland's commitment towards bilateral relations.
In tennis, former world number one Victoria Azarenka has questioned how well tournament organisers handled poor weather at the French Open. She walked off the court along with her opponent because of ongoing drizzle, but eventually returned to win her first round game. Azarenka says it was 8 degrees on the court and her grip was becoming wet in between points, but she's raised her concerns with the supervisor.
Because the rain was supposed to increase, and I said absolutely not, because I don't see a point of sitting on the court when it's 8 degrees. I, at the same time, asked my opponent if she wants to wait on the court or she wants to go off court, and she said she doesn't want to wait on the court. So I'm not going to waste my time sitting there and getting cold.
And now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, showers easing and 20. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, partly cloudy, 17. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 18 degrees. Much the same in Sydney, 20. Partly cloudy in Newcastle, a top of 20. Similar for Brisbane, 24. Cairns should be partly cloudy and 31, and Darwin mostly sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.